All right, Wednesday, here we go, middle of the week, one day away from Tar Heel football.
That is correct.
Yeah, I'm so excited because...
I'm so excited.
And I just can't hide it.
I'm about to lose
control, and I think I...
Like it. Pointy sisters.
One day away from Carolina football. I mean, I'm excited.
You know how I'm getting down there tomorrow?
Versus Gamecocks. What?
I'm taking the train.
Are you really?
I've been doing that. If I go to Charlotte, I take the train.
That's cool.
It's very cool. There's like one that leaves like at 12:17 out of Durham.
Yeah.
Sit in the car. And
yeah.
It's just, I love it.
We ought to do that one day. I'd like to do that with you one day.
Well, come on.
Not going to a ball game, but just you and I ride the train.
We could take the train to Greensboro, have lunch, and come back.
You could show me the ropes because I haven't ridden the train.
It is so much fun.
And we could go do that. And
they got wireless. They got a little concession car. And,
cool.
You know, I mean, it's air conditioned. And you just kind of sit back and get into the kind of rickety thing of the tracks. And,
yeah.
It's awesome.
Let's do that one day.
All right, you're on.
I'm very serious.
Well, maybe we can. There's one that leaves at 7:25. We can do the show from the radio, from the car.
How long does it take to get from here to Greensboro?
It's about the same thing as a drive. But,
really?
But you're not having to mess with traffic. You know?
Yeah. And the same. And what about Charlotte?
Charlotte takes about 2.5 hours.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's about the same.
I'm very serious. Let's
and
do
as soon
that
as you get
day.
Off, they know the train schedule down there, so there's taxis that are just sitting there, wet, ready to pick you up, take you wherever you need to be.
Yeah. Let's do that one day.
Okay.
You're on.
You're on. All right.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
I think everybody ought to do that at least once.
Oh, it's fun.
Yeah. That's fantastic. I know I've gotten you way off track.
That's okay.
No pun intended.
That's standard operating procedure for us. And
well, let's get right back on the right track.
Game show hosts.
Oh, they all look like game show hosts to me.
Yes. You ready?
Yes.
Now, here we go, folks. We're going to do game show host. If Peter Marshall was the host for the Hollywood Squares.
Yes, he was.
Wink Martindale was the host of Tic Tac Doe.
Yeah.
And Richard Dawson was the host of
Family Feud. That's right.
Who was the host for Password?
Oh, I got it. I got it.
All right. Peter Marshall was the host for the Hollywood Squares. Wink Martindale, the host of Tic Tac Doe.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Dawson, the host of Family Feud. Who hosted Password?
May I give a hint? He was married to famous person.
He had a very famous wife who has come into her own late in her life.
Exactly. Early in the morning, you can wake up with WCHL and everything you need to know about what's happening in our local community. Hi, this is Ron Stutz. I'm your host for 3 hours a day, 6 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on WCHL. All your local news and sports, including exclusive coverage of Carolina and the local high schools. Traffic and weather together. The inimitable Nikki Morse, Art Chansky, Wayne Pond, Freddie Conger, D.G. Martin. And at the top and bottom of the hour, it's CBS News. Hometown heroes, commentaries, and more on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Alan Ludden.
It is correct.
Was the host of Password.
Alan Ludden.
And in case you don't know what we were talking about earlier, Alan Ludden was married to Betty White.
Betty White. That's exactly.
It was just hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Truly.
Even now.
Yeah.
How old is she?
She got to be old. But
she's about as old as your mom.
You know what? She posed in the nude when she was younger.
When she was younger?
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Betty White did?
Betty White.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
I did not know that.
How about that?
Betty White. If she was very, I mean, she's really cool. Everybody thinks she's really cool.
Oh, yeah. I mean, she has this, you know, she's... Yeah.
Do you ever watch a show called Hot in Cleveland?
No.
It's on one of the cable networks?
No.
Hilarious.
Okay. Is she on it?
Betty White is on it, along with Valerie Bertinelli.
Is she still married?
No.
No.
Not married to Eddie Van Halen anymore.
Okay.
What's her name? The woman who used to play Daphne on Frasier.
Oh, man. I don't know.
And I can't remember her name.
In Cleveland.
And there's another woman who was on that show with David Spade.
Oh, yeah.
Tall.
I don't know. I don't watch much television.
Anyway, there are four of them.
Huh.
And it's hilarious.
Okay.
It's very fun.
Hot in Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to check it out, man.
Check it out.
Yeah, you can find episodes on the internet, I'm
Hulu
sure.
Or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah, it's really good.
Alan Ludden hosted the game show Password. He did it so between 1961 and 1980.
That long?
Yes.
19 years. Wow.
That's a long haul.
That's amazing.
Because, well, I mean, you remember Gene Rayburn, who was a talk show host. Hugh Downs did Concentration.
Yeah, how about Bob Eubanks?
Bob Eubanks.
The Newlywed Game.
Exactly.
Yeah, I used to think Bob Eubanks was like Woody Durham.
Oh, yeah.
This is Bob Eubanks. Yeah. I mean, just,
well, who's the guy for the Dating Game?
Dating Game, that's a younger guy. Not that young.
They always give the big kiss.
What is that guy's name?
We'll have to get back to you on that one, folks.
I can't remember his name, but I used to really like him.
Yeah.
You know, he was just really, really good guy. I can't remember.
To be continued.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right. See everybody tomorrow on what will be game day.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Go Heels.